This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Thousands of Gaza residents broke into warehouses and distribution centers of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, grabbing flour and basic survival items, according to the UN on Sunday. Israeli forces are expanding ground operations in Gaza, while their fighter jets have struck hundreds more Hamas targets. The Israeli military said on Sunday in what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called the second phase of the three-week-old war, as we hear now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Tanks and infantry pushed into Gaza over the weekend as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a second stage in the war, 3 weeks after Hamas launched a brutal incursion into Israel October 7th. The widening ground offensive came as Israel pounded the territory from air, land, and sea. The bombardment knocked out most communications in the territory, but they were slowly being restored early Sunday. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A bomb has killed one and hurt dozens at a Jehovah's Witness convention in India. According to police, the convention center was rocked by multiple explosions.
Today morning at 9:40 a.m. approximately, there was an explosion in Zamra International Convention Center, Kalamashiri, in which one person died and 36 persons are undergoing treatment as per our information.
More than 2,000 people were attending a three-day Jehovah's Witness prayer meeting at the convention center. This is VOA News. The day-long countrywide strike, which Bangladesh Nationalist Party called for on Sunday, came to an end as people torched several public transportation vehicles and many of the opposition party activists and leaders were arrested. Police, elite force, and paramilitary units were seen across the capital patrolling to control any incidents, while detective and special branch policemen raided the homes of top BNP leaders. One police officer was killed in Bangladesh on Saturday, more than 100 people injured, during an opposition party protest demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and calling for a free and fair vote under a caretaker government.
That is so not the opposite of taking somebody's underwear.
Look at me. I'm Chandler. Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Actor Matthew Perry, the beloved star of the top-rated 1990s U.S. television sitcom Friends, as the wisecracking Chandler Bing, died on Saturday. After apparently drowning in a hot tub, he was 54. Perry battled alcohol and drug addiction for decades, which he talked about in an interview with the Associated Press in 2013.
It was a nightmare.
It's a huge relief, then, to be able to talk about it.
Well, it's a huge relief to be on the other side of it, and it took me a long time to get there.
Thoughts and prayers have been flooding in from around the world, including this one from actress Mira Sorvino, who posted on X, "Oh no, Matthew Perry, you sweet troubled soul, may you find happiness in heaven." Thousands of athletes ran in the Delhi Marathon on Sunday despite unhealthy air quality in the Indian capital. The government organized a Run for Unity Marathon, marking the birth anniversary of one of the founding fathers of India. Participants ran on and around the stadium in different categories under a blanket of haze and dust. Pollution is a growing problem in India, whose capital is engulfed by a thick layer of smog every winter, as cold, heavy air traps vehicle emissions, smoke, and dust, leaving some of its residents struggling to breathe. South Korea held a memorial ceremony on Sunday to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the deadly Halloween crush, which killed 158 people and injured 196 more, mostly in their 20s and 30s. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.